This is Everything in Order, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Gwaine / Leon. This is part one of the Unexpected Attraction series. Summary: bad weather forces a patrol to seek shelter at an inn. Leon and Gwaine share a room with only one bed. Neither is actually as bothered by this as they expected to be. Chapter 1. What did you think was going to happen? Leon was already tired, and it was only mid-morning. They hadn't even left for their patrol yet. What did you think was going to happen? Leon asked Gwaine, resisting the urge to run a hand over his face. He would not give his fellow knight the satisfaction, not this early in the day. Grimacing, Gwaine allowed, "I might not have thought this through entirely." Leon sighed heavily. Gwaine was intelligent and crafty, when he wanted to be. He could also be an absolute idiot. Unfortunately, today he had chosen to be the latter, and Leon was stuck with him for the next 2 days on patrol. A patrol that notably was not going to include other members of Arthur's inner circle, nor did it include the king himself. "Clearly," Leon muttered. "Just, let's go. The others are waiting." Gwaine had the decency to look abashed, at least. Leon resolutely decided not to think about it any further. He checked over his horse and gear one more time, then prepared to mount. Arthur's voice stopped him. "All set for patrol?" his king asked. Smiling, Leon nodded. "Everything's in order, sire." Arthur nodded, and Leon knew he didn't imagine the faint wistfulness in his gaze. He knew that his king preferred to be out on patrols rather than stuck in lengthy diplomatic meetings. "Maybe next time I need to leave you with the diplomats and go out on patrol myself," Arthur muttered quietly. The words were spoken so softly that no one but Leon could hear them, and he knew that was intentional. "You've done so much to bring us peace," Leon replied, tone equally as quiet. "You are protecting our people in other ways, important ways, that no mere knight ever could." Arthur smiled almost bashfully. "Thank you, Leon. It helps to hear that sometimes from someone who isn't Gwen or Merlin." Leon chuckled. Yes, he could see why a king might need to hear such things from someone other than his wife or manservant, even if said manservant was even more of a friend than most people could ever imagine. "If all is uneventful, we'll be back the day after tomorrow," Leon promised. Wincing, Arthur nodded. The last few patrols had been decidedly too eventful. "Let's hope you have that sort of luck," Arthur offered. Gwaine interrupted the moment then. "Don't worry, princess, you aren't getting rid of us that easily," Gwaine asserted blithely. The soft smile on Arthur's face was a good deal more genuine than Gwaine truly knew how to deal with from him, Leon knew. "I would hope not," Arthur replied. Trying to re-inject some levity, he added, "I've just about finally got you trained properly, and no one gives grain reports like Leon does." Gwaine laughed at that, and Leon huffed in feigned indignation at the jest. He knew the glimmer of mirth in his eyes gave him away, as Arthur just grinned back at him. "I'll not delay you further," Arthur said, stepping back so Leon could mount his horse. "I will be most displeased if you return in need of Gaius's services." Leon inclined his head. "Of course, sire." Gwaine hummed. "I'll take it under advisement." Rolling his eyes, Leon ordered, "Let's go." With a final respectful nod at Arthur, Leon led Gwaine and the three young knights accompanying them off onto their patrol. The rest of the morning passed uneventfully. So too did their midday break and the first few hours of the afternoon. It put Leon on edge. "Don't be such a pessimist," Gawain muttered as Leon scanned the trees again. Leon sighed and focused back on the road in front of them. They were riding at a leisurely pace. The three knights with them were all very young, with less than a year's knighthood between them. Sending them out on an easy patrol with more experienced knights was meant to be a learning experience as much as anything. Ideally, they'd run into nothing worse than a few wannabe highwaymen. Well, truly ideally they'd run into nothing, but Leon knew better than to hope for that. "It's our duty to keep vigilant," Leon replied sternly. Gawain's raised brow said the words hadn't been quite as stern as Leon intended. Damn it. Why did Gawain have the ability to get under his skin like no other? "Course it is," Gawain replied cheekily. Looking over his shoulder towards the young knights, he added, "And we must be a fine example to the boys." Gareth and Lucan clearly understood that Gawain was teasing, as was his wont. Yvain looked less certain, but he was also the youngest and latest knighted of the three, as well as the most recently arrived at court. He was still finding his footing. Leon had specifically chosen him as part of this patrol, so he could carefully encourage him to spend time with the more gregarious and outgoing Gareth and the steady, supportive Lucan. With luck, they would draw Yvain into their circle and he'd flourish. Leon and Arthur saw great potential in him, they just needed to coax it out. "What are you plotting over there now?" Gawain asked curiously. Leon smiled ruefully back at him. "First knight and king business," Leon told him. Gawain snorted. "Right, sure." Leon replied, "It's not only the king's inner circle that I have responsibilities towards, Gawain." Softening a bit, Gawain nodded. "I know that," Gawain defended. "Looking after the young knights is one of the long list of things Arthur asks of you." Leon inclined his head. "Arthur asks no more of me than he gives himself." Gawain shrugged. "Just because he lacks all sense doesn't mean you have to," Gawain countered. Turning back to the road once more, Leon pointedly ignored him. "I don't like the look of those clouds," Gawain said about 2 hours later. Leon followed the direction of Gawain's gaze and winced as he tracked the movement of the clouds. Those definitely heralded a storm, and likely a nasty one. "We're about an hour's ride from the nearest inn," Leon murmured. Wincing, Gawain replied, "Then I think we best get moving." Turning towards the younger knights, Leon said, "Given the turn in the weather, we're altering our plans. We're making for the nearest village and its inn as quickly as we can. We're not sleeping out in that sort of storm unless it's absolutely necessary." The young knights looked incredibly relieved, making Leon smile fondly. They rode hard for the village, but failed to beat the storm. Fortunately, they only spent a few minutes in the driving rain, but it was more than enough. They arrived at the inn's stables drenched, but glad for the promise of shelter. Two stable hands rushed out to greet them as they dismounted. "Gareth, Yvain, see to it that our horses are tended," Leon instructed. "We'll make arrangements for rooms and a meal. Lucan, with us." The stable hands led Gareth, Yvain, and the horses into the stable quickly. Leon knew they didn't want to be out in the rain any longer than they absolutely needed to either. Without a further word, he made for the inn, Gawain and Lucan on his heels. The place was small enough that Leon knew they'd need to share rooms, but overall it appeared kept in good repair. As long as it kept the rain out, that was all they needed for the night. "Good day, Sir Knight," the innkeeper greeted. The bar was mostly empty, with only one table occupied. That didn't surprise Leon. It was only just evening, with sunset not for nearly 2 hours yet. If not for the rain, they wouldn't have even thought of stopping for some time on their patrol. Leon smiled politely and stepped closer to the man. "Unfortunately, thanks to the weather, it's not going to be the best of evenings." The innkeeper nodded, peering out the small window near the door. "Certainly not. How many in your party, sir?" "Straight to business." Leon appreciated the efficiency. We'll need room and food for 5 nights, as well as our horses, Leon told him. The innkeeper nodded. The lads will take good care of the horses, sir, I assure you. Tom is better with horses than he is with people. That wasn't necessarily saying much, given some of the people Leon had met in his life, but he knew what the innkeeper was trying to say. Offering a kind smile, Leon replied, I don't doubt it. Smiling in return, the innkeeper assured, and there will be fresh bread and hot stew in about an hour. My wife is busy in the kitchen as we speak. He paused, then hesitated before finishing. Unfortunately, we've only 2 rooms left for the evening. Leon nodded his understanding. That will be just fine, Leon told him. We're used to sharing in circumstances like this. We are merely grateful that you have any rooms at all, and the hot meal will be most appreciated. Relaxing, the innkeeper's smile grew. Then let me show you to your rooms. We can either bring your meal up to you, or you can come back down to eat. Leon looked around. A large fireplace dominated the far wall. A dozen tables filled the rest of the space, only 2 of which had people at them. Unless it filled up quickly, there would be plenty of room for them to take their meal down here before retiring for the evening. We'll come back down, Leon decided. The innkeeper nodded. Of course, sir, if you'll follow me. He headed for the staircase that led to the floor with the rooms for rent. Without a word, Leon, Gwaine, and Lucan followed. Chapter 2. Only One Bed. I'm truly sorry about this, Sir Knight, the innkeeper offered. You weren't the only ones seeking shelter from the storm. This is all we have left. Leon plastered his most neutral court mask on his face and offered a polite smile. It's fine, Leon assured. We'll make do. The innkeeper nodded and hurried out, shutting the door behind him. Only one bed, Gwaine observed, as he moved to the small table on the far side of the room. He set his saddlebag and sword belt down. With a sigh, Leon replied, Yes, Gwaine, I can see that. Shrugging, Gwaine took his soaked cloak off his shoulders. Well, we can worry about that later, I guess, Gwaine muttered, as he took one of the chairs from the small table in the room and dragged it closer to the fireplace. He spread his cloak over the chair to dry. Occasionally, you have good ideas, Leon teased, as he moved to do the same, setting his gear down and removing his cloak. Gwaine grinned at him. Excuse me, I am a wealth of good ideas wrapped up in a very attractive package, Gwaine declared. Leon snorted. Of course you are. Gwaine just kept grinning at him. Before Leon could say anything else, there was a knock at the door. Gwaine, by virtue of being several strides closer, went to the door and answered it. It was Gareth, ready to give an update as a proper knight should to his commander. Leon moved to stand just behind Gwaine by the door. The horses are bedded down and happily eating, Gareth reported dutifully, and the innkeeper asked me to tell you that our meal will be ready in about 30 minutes. Leon nodded. Thank you, Gareth. We'll see you downstairs in 30 minutes. The younger knight nodded and turned to return to the room he and the others would share for the night. Leon and Gwaine both retreated further into the room, letting the door close behind them. Think they'll make Yvain take the floor? Gwaine asked as he pulled off his boots and set them near the fire. Humming thoughtfully, Leon shook his head as he followed Gwaine's lead. Gareth will take it, though Yvain will try to insist he should as the lowest ranked of them. Gwaine cocked his head to the side. What makes you say that? Gwaine asked curiously, leaning against the wall next to the fireplace. Smiling softly, Leon replied, Gareth is the oldest of 4 brothers. He treats his friends much as he does his youngest brothers, protectively, even when they don't need it. He'll insist that it's his responsibility to take the hardship, so neither Lucan nor Yvain do. Gwaine blinked in surprise. Wait, really? How do you know that? Gwaine asked. Smile widening, Leon replied, It's part of my job to observe the knights and learn such things. Yvain needs help opening up and truly settling in with the others. My hope is Gareth takes him under his wing. Offering his own fond smile in return, Gwaine said, I should have expected that from you. Flushing a little, Leon turned away to fuss with his cloak. It's nice seeing you care for the other knights like that, Gawain said, suddenly more serious. It helps remind me that Camelot is a kingdom worth dedicating myself to protecting. Leon smiled shyly at that. It's not just me. Arthur sees the need too, and he supports my efforts. Gawain nodded in acknowledgement of Leon's point. Which also proves he's worth following, Gawain agreed. But I don't think you realize how few other first knights or knight commanders of various kingdoms care like this. Adjusting his cloak over the chair once more, Leon murmured a quiet, "More fool them if they don't see the value in it." He didn't know why Gawain's praise about this made him feel so flustered. It didn't usually have this sort of effect on him. Gawain pushed away from the wall and moved to stand at Leon's side and placed a hand on his shoulder, but he didn't say anything. Leon looked up curiously and met his gaze. "You really don't see it," Gawain murmured after a long moment. Leon stared at him in confusion. Gawain smiled fondly. "Never mind," Gawain said, stepping away. "Are you leaving your chainmail on until after we eat?" Leon nodded. "I'm going to leave my cloak here, but since we don't know anything about who else is staying here for the night, I'm not about to risk leaving my mail unattended." Gawain acknowledged that Leon had a point. "Well, at least our boots and socks have a little time to dry before we have to put the boots back on for supper," Gawain said, "and our cloaks should dry by morning." Leon chuckled. Small mercies. They met the younger knights in the dining room just as dinner was ready. "Good timing, sirs," the innkeeper greeted when he saw them. "I'll bring your meal in just a moment." Leon nodded his acknowledgement as he sat down. "Will you boys be all right for the night?" Gawain asked as he plopped down on the bench across from the younger knights and next to Leon. Gareth nodded sharply. "We've come to an agreement on sleeping arrangements." Yvain stared down at the table. Rolling his eyes, Lucan chimed in. What Gareth means is he gave orders and Yvain eventually realized arguing was pointless and that Gareth was taking the floor. Gareth scowled at him. Lucan smiled back placidly. Gawain snorted at their antics. Turning to Leon, Gawain said, "You should have made it a bet. You'd have won." The three younger knights looked at Leon in surprise. Grinning, Gawain declared, "Leon knew that's how it'd shake out. I didn't believe him." Leon shook his head fondly. "As long as this doesn't turn into a quarrel between you, I wasn't going to interfere," Leon said. "But yes, I expected this outcome." The innkeeper quickly interrupted, bringing them mugs of ale and promising their food would be delivered in just a moment. As he hurried off, Gareth tentatively asked, "How did you know?" With a kind smile, Leon replied, "It's my job to know the measure of the men in King Arthur's service." That said both many things and nothing. Gawain tamped down on a bit of irritation at that. He knew Leon wasn't one to boast about much, but the young knights were the perfect sort of audience for just a little bit of boasting. Nodding along, Gareth replied, "Is that something we'll learn with experience?" Leon nodded. "It can be. Observation is the real key. Watch your fellow knights. How they act, how they interact with others, their manners. You can learn much about a man and what he is likely to do if you know what he's done before." Gawain took a long drink from his ale. Then he chimed in, "But don't think you know everything about a man just because of that. Else he'll surprise you, and it may not be pretty." Gawain is right, Leon agreed. What you learn through observation can be a great guide, but do not let your observations make you complacent. The younger knights nodded solemnly at his words. The innkeeper returned, delivering bowls of stew and a platter of bread. They offered their thanks and tucked into their meal. After eating, they lingered in the inn's common area for a few hours before retreating to their rooms. The fire still crackled merrily in the hearth, so the room was warm and their cloaks well on the way to dry. "Let's hope everything else dries out as well," Gawain muttered as he removed his boots, "though anything is better than if we'd lingered out there." Outside, the rain still pelted down, making them all grateful for the inn, even if there was a less-than-ideal number of beds. Leon winced as he moved to do the same. Indeed. They both stripped out of their chainmail and downed their undershirts, setting everything out to dry as well. Being indoors for a few hours had helped significantly, but the number of layers required for chainmail always seemed to make drying out a far lengthier business than getting wet in the first place. After using a pitcher of water, bowl, and some towels left for them to clean up, the pair agreed it was time to get some rest. "So, we know how the boys are handling things," Gwyn observed, "but they aren't the only ones short of bed. What's our plan?" Since he first laid eyes on the room with only one bed, Leon had been doing his best not to think about that. "While hardly luxurious, it looks sturdy enough to hold us both," Leon pointed out. "We could share." Gwyn grinned. "Why, Leon, I didn't think you had it in you." Leon rolled his eyes. "If you're going to be like that, you can take the floor," Leon replied. Gwyn smiled innocently. "I'll be on my best behavior. I'll be a proper gentleman. I'd say you can ask Merlin what sort of bed partner I am, but he's not exactly here." Leon sighed. "I do not need details of whatever you and Merlin have gotten up to, thank you," Leon muttered. Gwyn huffed. "Not like that," Gwyn groused. "My first visit to Camelot. I didn't exactly have anywhere to stay while my injuries healed, so I shared with Merlin. Right up until a little incident where, you know, you arrested me." Leon groaned. "You attacked some nobles in their rooms," Leon reminded him. Gwyn waved a dismissive hand as he sat down on the edge of the bed. "Fake nobles who were trying to kill Merlin, but that's not really the point at the moment." Shaking his head in frustration, Leon pointed out, "You are the one who brought it up." Gwyn flopped back on the bed. "To make a point that I am a very polite bed-sharing partner," Gwyn declared. He paused. "Mostly polite." Sitting down on the bed beside him, Leon grinned. "Now mostly polite, I'd believe." Gwyn pouted at him, but Leon just kept grinning. Laying down, Leon murmured, "Sleep well, Gwyn." Rolling onto his side, Gwyn muttered a quiet, "Good night, Leon." In no time at all, the two drifted off to sleep. Chapter 3. Accidental Kiss. Morning always arrived too early, in Gwyn's opinion. The first thing he noticed when wakefulness crept in was the mess of curly hair less than an inch from his face. Unfortunately for Gwyn, sleep hadn't fully departed. Without thinking, he leaned in and kissed the face connected to said mess of curls. "Gwyn!" Leon's startled squawk jolted Gwyn to full alertness, and he bumped into the wall in his haste to pull away from Leon. "In my defense," Gwyn started, "usually I only wake up next to someone else in an unfamiliar bed if we've, well, you know." Leon huffed and dragged himself up into a sitting position. "So much for being a polite bed partner." Looking away, Gwyn winced. "I did say mostly polite." An awkward silence fell over them at that. "So we're going to pretend that didn't happen, right?" Gwyn said, when he couldn't take the silence any longer. He made himself look up and actually look at Leon, who was blushing. Gwyn was incredibly confused. "Yes, I suppose that is the wisest thing to do," Leon agreed. Gwyn blinked. Leon was normally so assured. He didn't stumble over his words or look uncertain. He just didn't. Taking a chance, Gwyn shuffled a little closer. "I mean, we don't have to do that, if we don't want to." Leon stared at him, eyes owlishly wide. Gwyn was fascinated. Drawing a little closer, Gwyn murmured, "We could also repeat the experience properly, if we want." Leon finally dragged his eyes away and replied, "That would be a terrible idea." pressing right against Leon, Gawain shook his head. "I don't think so," Gawain disagreed. Leon sighed heavily. "Our preferences and desires are not compatible," Leon said quietly. Gawain hummed. "What makes you say that? We've not even talked about them." With a humorless chuckle, Leon replied, "You speak of your exploits often enough." Grimacing, Gawain pulled away a little. The words stung. "Well, I do. I'll give you that," Gawain allowed. Leon looked up at him, eyes sad but so incredibly gentle. "I do not judge you for it, Gawain," Leon assured. "It is merely that I have different desires than that, and they would make you unhappy. It's best we do not tempt ourselves so." Gawain frowned and reached for one of Leon's hands. Reluctantly, Leon allowed the gesture. "What do you think would make me unhappy about your desires?" Gawain asked carefully. Leon stared down at their joined hands. "I do not enjoy casual dalliances," Leon admitted. "I tried a few times. They were fine, I suppose, physically pleasing enough in the moment, but I always felt very unsatisfied in other ways. I need too much, I suppose." His face heated with shame, and Gawain felt his blood boil at whoever was the cause. "If you'd care to give me names," Gawain muttered. Leon huffed. "Two men were killed by the dragon while we defended the city, and the other by Morgana during her takeover. The only other was a woman who is now married to another knight." Gawain frowned. He couldn't do anything about the men already dead, but... "So, I tell Gwen about the woman." "No, Gwen would..." Wincing, Leon shook his head. "No, there's no need for that. It was personal, but long ago. And she is usually off minding the manor on her husband's lands, so it's not as if I encounter her often." With a sigh, Gawain said, "Well, I suppose at least that answers the question of whether it's just men you prefer." Leon sighed. "I feel the same level of interest in both, but..." Gawain cocked his head to the side, indicating that he was listening. Reluctantly, Leon continued. "Betting someone I do not know holds no appeal to me. I need to know someone before such desires enter my mind. Perhaps that's why my limited dalliances have been more men, more opportunity to truly get to know my fellow knights. Close association with any ladies is scrutinized heavily." Squeezing his hand, Gawain smiled gently. "There's no shame in that at all," Gawain assured, "no matter what fools have told you." Leon smiled weakly at him. "So, if I'm understanding, you think nothing could work between us because you don't do casual, and it's all you've seen me do," Gawain guessed. Leon nodded. Running a thumb over Leon's hand, Gawain said, "You've been honest, so it's only right I do the same. While I've never had any issues finding someone to share a bed with for the night when I wanted it, I've only sought out one or two nights here or there because it was safer. No one ever wanted me to stick around. If I went into it only planning a night, then it was fine when they wanted me to leave in the morning. Doesn't mean I've never wanted more." Breath catching, Leon asked quietly, "Have you ever even thought of me this way before this morning?" Gawain smiled. "Leon, I've thought of you like this since we stood at the round table with Arthur," Gawain assured. "But you didn't seem open to the idea, so I never pushed. I might be a selfish bastard in a lot of ways, but I wasn't going to risk the stability of Arthur's inner circle over my own desires." None of them would have ever forgiven him for that, and Gawain knew it. Nodding slowly, Leon replied, "It was a little slower for me, but you've intrigued me since the melee. You risked your life for Arthur in more ways than one. I respected you for that." A slow, pleased grin spread across Gawain's face. "Your respect isn't easy to earn," Gawain said, "but it seems your true regard is even harder earned. To have both." With a huff, Leon ducked his head. He was blushing adorably again. "I really want to kiss you again," Gawain said. "I think we could work if we don't try to rush it." Leon looked at him thoughtfully. "You're willing to be patient?" Gawain smiled fondly. "For you, I am." Leon smiled and leaned in, placing a soft kiss on Gawain's lips. "Then let us see where this might lead us." They stayed there, cuddled together on the bed they'd shared, speaking quietly for a time before eventually rising. They dressed and gathered their gear. The younger knights were already downstairs eating bowls of porridge. "Good morning, sirs," the innkeeper greeted. "We have porridge, or if you'd prefer, bread, cheese, and apples." Leon smiled politely. "Porridge for us both, please." Eyes flickering towards Gawain, he grinned and added, "Though Sir Gawain will also gladly take an apple." Gawain grinned widely back at him. The innkeeper nodded and hurried off to bring their meal. "We checked on the horses. They were eating their own breakfast already," Gareth reported dutifully. "They'll be ready to carry on when we are. Things are muddy, so we'll need to tread with care, but the horses should be able to handle it," Yvain added. Lucan nodded and said, "The skies have cleared. Hopefully it holds." Leon accepted their reports with a nod and a smile. "Well done." Gawain watched him, smiling fondly the whole time. The innkeeper returned with their breakfast and drinks. "You boys sleep all right?" Gawain asked before tucking into his porridge. The three young knights all nodded. Gawain noticed Leon looking Gareth over with a careful eye, just to be sure. "Then we'll be on our way once we've eaten," Leon declared. "We'll return to our planned route unless the weather takes another unexpected turn. We shouldn't be delayed returning." When they'd finished, Gawain tucked the apple into the pouch at his belt and smiled. "Be nice, and I might share it with you," Gawain teased Leon quietly. Leon blushed and hissed, "Gawain!" Gawain just grinned. This was going to work out just fine. The end. Podfigures note. This has been podded as a treat for Casicle Pods. I'm hoping to pod the whole series for you, but we'll see how far I get. You said that you love Gawain, which, like, mood, me too. And most of the Merlin I'm reading these days is written by Wander. I fell absolutely in love with this demisexual Leon and Gawain romance, and I'm really hoping that you enjoy it too. Thanks for listening.